Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Baisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I could have this moment for life. For life. For life.
Hello, 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 everyone out there. It is Saturday, July 12th, 2014. It is 10:01 in California of the West Coast. In the Midwest, I assume in the South. The South! It is 11:02, 1 minute has just passed. And in the East Coast, New York. New York, did I say it right? New York? It is 12:02. How's everybody tonight? I am absolutely in a really, really good mood. I really, really am. Although last night, I apologize, I didn't come on air. Things were going on. You know how crazy things get, and sometimes you have to log off, get your head on straight, log back on the next day. Anyway, my show tonight, I was going to talk about, and I changed my mind. If he cheats with you, he'll cheat on you. But I decided not to do that show because since I'm going to be hopefully giving away two tickets to the Miss Greek show, which is next week, Saturday the 19th to be precise, I decided to make it a little bit more happy, fun, blah, 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 all that crap. Anyway, the reason why I chose this because I don't know whether you heard my show before, goodness, about maybe 3 years ago. I had shared with someone that I was actually a bad person and put a note on this woman's car. Well, this is what happened. There was this little old lady driving, and when I tell you that she had to be at least in her 90s, I am not being funny. She was in her 90s. She was driving a really nice, brand new, spanking brand new, whatever the year it was that year, Cadillac, one of the smaller Cadillacs. And she proceeded to, there was this couple walking across, and she was trying to get into the parking spot, and instead of her waiting for them to walk, you know, walk like in front of her, she just bulged out and almost hit them. So I'm sitting there in my car going, okay, really? Are we fucking kidding? So I waited till she got in her car, till she got out of her car, rather, and then she parked it, got out. And when she got out, she could barely get out, barely get the fuck out of her car. So she was, like, going real slow. So I'm sitting there getting a little bit of impatience because I'm thinking, okay, really, you know, you shouldn't be driving. So as she got out, she was walking, trying to walk. And then I didn't realize, but I guess her husband was so short, I didn't see him. Her husband was in, well, I'm assuming it was her husband. He looked like he was older than her, got out of the car. So they proceeded to start going to the store. So I parked my car, and I thought, now if I leave my car here and go in the store, and what if they come out while I'm in the store? These two old motherfuckers could hit my car and fuck my car up. So I dug into my purse, and I found a pen and a piece of paper. So I wrote very nicely. I was nice about it. I spelled everything correctly, not like I do when I'm on Facebook. I spelled everything correctly, and I said, "You scare me. When you are on the road, I fear for my life, my friend's life, my family, and those I don't know. Please park your car and catch a cab." I proceeded to put it on their window. Now, me being like just the nasty person I was 4 years ago, I sit and waited till they came out the store. I think I sit there for maybe about 30 to 40 minutes. Now, mind you, they probably was in the store for a good 10 minutes, and it probably took them 20 minutes to get to their car. But I sit there until they got out of the car, until they got back to the car, and she looked at the window, the windshield, and with her little old hand shaking nimbly, she grabbed it and looked at it. And you could just tell she wasn't happy. Well, fuck it. I wasn't happy either with your old ass driving. Now, let me tell you, I am one, I believe in everybody's rights. Everybody's right. I don't give a damn how fucked up you are. I believe in your rights because, to me, this is America. And in America, you should do what you want to do. But to me, there is a limit, or I should say age limit, to how you should be driving, or how long you should be driving, should I say. Because to me, it's like at one point in your life, you revert back to childhood. That's why a lot of them are kind of like, don't know what the fuck is going on, because to me, I think you revert back to childhood mentality. So in my feelings, how I thought about it, you're reverting back to childhood mentality. So therefore, if you're a kid, you shouldn't be behind the wheel. You should be letting somebody else drive you like your kids. Yes. She looked at the note, and I don't know what she was saying to her husband because I had my windows up, and I was like, cowardly ass heifer that I am. I was like kind of like going down in my seat so she couldn't see me. Well, she proceeded to look right at me, and you could tell that I think she knew I was the one that wrote the note. So she's kind of like walking towards my car with her cane. I'm not telling, this is a true story. She started walking towards my car in the front of my car with her cane. So I'm thinking now if I sit upright, start my car and drive off, I could like startle this old bitch and then, oh, I'm sorry, this old woman, and then she could fall flat on her ass, and then what will happen? The cops will come. I'll probably be arrested. I'll probably be on the news, or either I'll get in my car back up while she's on the ground and then be like the O.J. Simpson shit, and you guys will be seeing me like doing a slow crawl on the 405 freeway. Those who know about the 405 freeway know what I'm talking about. Those who don't know, then fuck you, don't need to know anyway. But anyway, so I proceeded just to sit there, and she like knocked on my window. So I'm thinking, okay, you know what, this old bitch could be a gangster. She could pull out a gat out that little handbag she got, and that would be the end of me. But I was a soldier. I was a boss. I rolled it down, and I said, "Yes, ma'am, can I help you?" She said, "Do you write this note?" And I'm like, "What note?" Yes, I pumped out. I sure did. She said, "This note." I'm like, "Somebody put a note in your car? What does it say?" She said, "It said," and she started like, you know, phoning with the papers. I'm like, okay, it's going to be an hour and a half before she knows what it says. Now, if she really read the fucking note, you have to really read it again and know what it said. You can just tell me a little bit about what it said and get the point across. You shouldn't be driving. So she said, "It's sad," and she repeated what I said. And then she said, "Did you write it?" So I was thinking, you know what, fuck that. Yeah, that's right, Sam. Just go ahead and tell her. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, "Yes, ma'am, I did write it." So she started going, "How dare I do that?" And her husband was a war veteran, and she has every right as I do, maybe more rights than I do, wow to that, to drive on the streets and this, that, and the other. And I'm sitting here going, okay, was it really worth me writing that note? And then I thought, yeah, I think it is, because once she goes home maybe and shows her children, if she has any, maybe they'll get the fucking clue and go, you know what, maybe you shouldn't be driving. Now, that's just not for older people either. Don't get me wrong. Seriously, I'm not trying to bash older people. I really am not, because there's a lot of people on the road that, honestly, I fear for my life because they're on the road. One of them, mind you, and if he hears this, he's going to be like, wow, sis, that's fucked up. But my brother and Vince, he gets on the road, and he texts. And when I tell you he texts, he uses his knee to steer while he's texting with two hands. Now, I'm not shitting you. He uses his knee to steer. Every time I get in the car with him, I tell him, put that down. Now, this boy got a brand new BMW. He just bought his BMW like maybe a week ago. And already I'm fearing for his life and for those around him, because if he tears that BMW up, he's going to have a fucking fit. So the last time he picked me up, we were supposed to have went and got something to eat, and he picked me up, and he proceeded to, like he always does, you know, get in the car, and I'm thinking, okay, here we go. Now, old boy has some type of thing to his system where his phone is connected to the car, and so when he calls now, he doesn't even have to use his hands anymore. So I was actually really, really proud of him. I really, really was. But there are people that will drive eating, they will drive texting, they will drive while, and kids, if you're listening, close your ears, get in head. But that's real talk, because I'm telling you, I have a friend, no names mentioned, because, yeah, no names mentioned. But anyway, every time her and her dude go somewhere, he wants head. Now, I'm sorry, now I don't know nothing about getting no head, because I don't have a ding dong. But to me, if you're driving and you're getting head, you should be wanting to concentrate on that head and not that driving. So if you are driving and if you're getting your, what's the lack of a better word, dick sucked, then maybe you want to pull over and let the rest of us live our life while you're getting your ding-dong sucked. Because to me, what I would be the biggest fear of me as a guy, as a man, having that member, I would be afraid that, what if there is a wreck and this bitch bites down? Now, think about it. What if you are so much in the mood, oh, baby, yeah, suck it, suck it, suck it, and then all of a sudden you don't realize that there is a 18-wheeler in front of your ass that's just stopped, and you're like, uh-oh, and by the time you say uh-oh and trying to raise her head up, your shit's gone. Now, think about that for a minute, guys. Would you really want to lose it just to get that head going to work or going to the club? Really? Shouldn't you just pull your little ass all over and say, okay, you know what, babe? I'm going to let you do it for me right here, but we ain't going to be driving. Because seriously, you have to think about that. I mean, I'm being funny but being serious at the same time, because you really don't know. What if somebody slams you from the back and you get in your head? What do you think is going to happen? Because if you get it from the back and you go, boom, what's going to happen? Yeah. No more ding-dong. Gone. Snip, snip, gone. I also have another friend who is extremely guilty of eating while they drive. They always stop at McDonald's. They always are late for fucking work. And she always wants to get a breakfast sandwich and proceed to eat her breakfast sandwich and proceed to drink her coffee. Now, drinking coffee is not really a big deal, but I'm thinking also with the drinking of the coffee, if it gets hot and you're drinking, what if you spill that shit on you? And to me, when you're eating, if the food is good, you concentrate more on the food than you are on the driving. That's how I would be. Because if I had some food and I want to drive, especially if it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a chocolate chip motherfucking cookie, I am not going to want to drive and risk not having that flavor in my mouth, the peanut butter, the jelly, the white bread. Normally, the white bread is Wonder Bread. I'm not going to want to miss any of that. So I won't drive when I eat, which a lot of people shouldn't drive when they eat. Shouldn't text when you drive. Now, the texting part, honestly, all bullshit aside, that has left many people dead. Because to me, nothing is worth your life, especially a text, because you can always wait. I know how my brother was, oh, I got to answer this. This is business. Okay, fine. This is business. If it's really that serious and this is business, then you need to pull over to the side, do your texting, and go along about your business. But his business is never that important where he cannot not text. He texts even when we go out to eat. We go out to eat, he's texting. I shit you not. With the movies, he's texting. So his business is just texting and talking. But the thing that gets me is when he texts and he drives. Because one day I honestly fear that I'm going to get a phone call early morning or late night with him in the hospital. I don't want to go any further than him being in the hospital. Let's just say hospital. And he's telling me that he had an accident because he was texting. Because to me, you should not text and drive. You should not be old and drive. You just should not be. There is a limit to what you can do. And I am not bashing the elderly. Please don't think I am. I'm not bashing people that want to eat when they drive. I'm not bashing those that want to text. I'm not bashing you boys for getting your heads, getting your dicks up. I'm not bashing you. What I'm saying is there is a time and a place for everything, and a lot of people don't get it. Because to me, when you drive, you need all your concentration, especially, and let me repeat that, especially if you live in Cali, because those who live in Cali know that these streets are crazy. People don't really pay attention. They're all over the place. You got to watch you, the person in front of you, the person inside of you, and the person in back of you. Because that's how Cali people drive. They swerve over. They don't really think that, okay, you know what, I got to drive, I got some sense, especially when it rains. They really, really drive crazy when it rains. It looks like they speed up more when it rains. It's like they have no idea that, okay, it's raining. And since our streets are kind of like fucked up ass streets and there's a lot of slick oil, I don't know why that is, but our streets tend to get a lot swervy and oily. So when you mix oil and water, you know what the results are. So a lot of people don't get it. So they have a lot of accidents because they drive like it's sunny. They're not used to driving in the rain. California people are just not used to driving in the rain at all. So when it does rain, we forget that we need to be a little bit more, what's the word for it, cautious, aware, in control than we normally would if it wasn't raining. But a lot of people just don't get that. They just don't understand I can't get my mouth. They don't understand that you honestly should drive like you have some fucking sense. I'm going to take a quick, very quick break. I'll be right back. I need to get me some water. Water. Hello, hello. I am back. Welcome back to my show. If you just tuned in, I am talking about bad drivers, drivers who shouldn't be driving because they're elderly and so forth like that. For some reason, my internet is starting to act a little weird. It just would be my fucking day. So I've only got 9 minutes left, but I'm going to try to talk a little bit about Miss Greek as quickly as I can and also what my ventures will be here coming soon. As of August the 1st, I should be on the grid with my show. It won't be this show, but it'll be a different show. I'll be back on the grid August the 1st, and these shows that I'm doing on Friday, the blog talk will probably move till Monday, just trying to get the details as far as where it's going to be and everything and stuff like that there. But I will definitely keep you informed. I'm going to be starting to do a blog as well. So that way you can actually see, you know, for those who are interested, you can see what the upcoming and everything is and so forth like that. But anyway, I am giving away two tickets for the Miss Greek Awards. Those who are not in Second Life and who don't know about Second Life, go ahead and put your finger in your fucking ears because you'll need to hear this anyway. But those who are in Second Life, I'm going to be giving two tickets for the Miss Greek Awards. I'm going to put a question on my Facebook feed, probably. I'm not really sure, but probably Facebook feed. And you answer the question. If the question is answered correctly, the first one that gets in my box with the answer to the question will win. On Miss Greek, I'm going to get two tickets out, so make sure you let me know. It will go by first come, first serve, only two tickets. Miss Greek Awards, again, will be on the 19th, this coming Saturday, next Saturday, that is the 19th. And, again, two tickets. You need to put your legacy name in there, too, so I can know who you are, because if I don't know you, you're hitting me up, and I need you to definitely make sure that you give me your legacy name as well, because I may not know who the fuck you are, so yeah. But anyway, if anybody's not familiar with the Miss Greek Awards, it is something that's done by Candy Estergotti, who started this, I think this is the third or fourth year. I apologize, I don't know the exact years of, but I think this is the third or fourth year that this is going down. And it's really something nice in the Greek community. Candy's been steadfast behind it, and, you know, this has been really, really nice. I actually got a honor to interview the last two, the winner and the runner-up from last year. So I was really, really excited about that. I was able to interview them, and that's actually on the my YouTube account with R2VE. So that is if you want to sneak and look at that. You can go ahead and do that as well. Anyway, back to hopefully my internet will last and won't cut off before this is over with. There was one time, it was a while back, and I remember we were driving, me, because I used to hang out with some real undesirables, just put it that way. We were always getting into shit, just always something we didn't have any business doing. But anyway, I had a little Camaro. It was a ugly Camaro, but it had some speed up under it because one of my friends basically had souped it up, as you would say. And even though it looked like shit, the car ran like, you know, because he used to use it in races anyway. Make a long story longer, we were actually driving, and this guy that was next to us was like challenging me to, you know, to race. So they, you know, my friends are like, race him, you know, race him, race him. And he's laughing at me thinking, you know, fuck this girl, you know, she can't outbeat me. So I'm like, okay, you know what, let's go. So I like kind of like slowed up a little bit and let him like take off. And before he knew it rather, I was passing his ass like zoom, you know, and he was like, what the fuck? So I went through a red light. He went through the red light, and here we are. I mean, he was really trying to push it. So next thing I know, he gets pulled over. You hear the, and he gets pulled over. So we're laughing. We're cracking up, and we're driving. And next thing I know, I'm looking in my rear view, and the lights are on, and they turn the siren on. And I'm like, what the fuck? So what they did is, and this probably now 4 years, 5 years later, this probably wouldn't have went down, but they made them pull over. They came and got us, took us back where they were, and gave me and him a ticket. So I'm like, are you kidding me? You motherfuckers are actually going to do that? So I'm sitting there, and I'm, like, really pissed, and I'm thinking to myself, is this shit I'm saying 4 or 5 years, but you know what? That was more, oh, my God, I'm about to age myself. That was more 10 or 12. That was more 10 or 12 years. It was more 10 or 12. So he gave, you know, he's smiling, his cop is smiling, and he's giving him the ticket, and he gives me the ticket. And I'm thinking to myself, is this shit legal? Is this shit legal? Could he really, like, go past them, make them park, come get us and make us come back? Because if you think about it, they have to write down where they, you know, where they stopped you at. And making us come all the way back, that's not stopping us and giving us a ticket where they got us. He made us come all the way back. And as I think right now, I never thought about that before. Was that shit legal? Was that legal? I'm going to actually look and see if that was legal. And if it wasn't legal, I'm going to see if I can fucking remember his name, officer, whatever his name is, and I think I'm going to go ahead and file a fucking suit. Because I don't think it was legal to stop me and make me go all the way back. I got away. He was just pissed that I got away. But you know what? I wonder if that's legal. I'm going to find out Monday. If it's not legal, I'm going to let you guys know. And if it's not legal, I'm going to sit here, if it takes me 5 years, and remember that cop's name. And I'm going to sue them. That was actually, what was that at? I think that was like in, like the 99th precinct or some shit, some division, 99th precinct. I remember. I can't remember exactly which street it was on, but yeah, I'm going to sue. I think I'm going to. I know you guys out there laughing, going, right, sugar, you're going to sue, but I think that that is like taking away my rights as a human being, my rights as a taxpayer, my rights. If I want to drag race in the fucking street and if I got away, you should have gave they ass a ticket. But see, that's what I get, because we were cracking. When they were pulled over, we were cracking up. We were like laughing, hee-hying, giggling, the whole bit. And then, yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I'm actually reminiscing over some shit that happened like 12 years ago. Oh, my life is so boring. Anyway, remember the Miss Greek tickets will be up. I'm going to put the question in, and then you can answer the question. As always, thank you for listening. I'm going to start doing a one-hour show probably next week. Today, I just wasn't in a one-hour mood, although I could have probably talked about this for an hour because I did leave out some details. But anyway, next week will probably be if he cheats on you. Well, if he cheats with you, he'll cheat on you. And I think a lot of women can relate. I'm going to actually have two guests on my show for that. In the meanwhile, sugar kisses, love you all. Thank you so much for allowing me into your computer and into your homes. Talk to you next week on the 18th. Ciao.